there he was standing at the foot of a big tree, and the bees were buzzing all around him. They couldn't sting through his thick fur, and he kept brushing them away from his head with one paw. I stood there watching him, and he put the other paw into a hole in the tree and drew it out, all dripping with honey. He licked the honey off his paw and reached in for more. But by that time, I had found a big tree branch. I wanted that honey myself.